Welcome into episode 189 of Caton's Craft Collective. I'm Louise and today I've got a blether with old friendlies, what's a crack, retreat section, swap section, a review section with something new to learn about Cable's book by Jane Arnold Culliford, coming up, me section and the shobby section. And in the background, I've got the dog, Book On. This episode is again kindly sponsored from my lovely friend Angela. Scotch Tweed is a small family textiles firm based in the Scottish Borders. Run by Angela with a huge amount of technical and know-how support from her dad Gerald, they have a wealth of experience in the weaving and textile trade. Over 57 years to be exact. Their aim is to bring top quality tartan and tweed fabric along with other Scottish goods and apparel including Highlandwear to their customers at the best possible value. Angela is happy to speak to anyone at any time in regard to the requirements. If you cannot see what you're looking for on the website, do give her a call. The number's on the website, www.scotchtweed.co.uk, and is a UK free phone number. All links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram, and I'll let you know what a crack is in Caithness this week.
Now for the blather.
I saw someone I'd not seen in a long time the other day, and it was a joy to see them. We hit that 100 mile an hour catch up of, I've not seen you in such a long time, I've so much to tell you and I want to hear all your news. And then about 35 minutes, they were gone. And I don't actually think I'll see them again for a while either because she's off to Iceland. But I've told her, do more travelling because then I can live life vicariously through you. I've also seen a few other people that I hadn't seen in a while and some are like I've just not seen them since yesterday and others maybe a little more stilted. And I think this is the degree of friendships people have. Some people you pick up with exactly the same as the last time you saw them and you just click. Some people you like each other, but once the pleasantries of how's the family and how was the holiday, then it's time to gently drift off to the next conversation before it becomes awkward. You both do and look at your feet, wondering if they're feeling the same way. This is, of course, for people who we actually like and we want to pass time with. I'll not go into the ones where we'd rather clean out all the filters and then the toilet than actually go talk to. Yes, there are people like that. A simple, hi, how's it going, as you bustle about has to go for them because I'm not big into filter cleaning. I've been rummaging in my stash looking for yarn for the preemie hats and I found some old friends. Yarn friends. Some memories of knitting baby items for Sandy and Daisy back when they were babies. As they were once babies, once upon a time. I have a lovely stash of bamboo yarn and Debbie Bliss cashmerino. I've got odd bits and pieces left over. Not quite enough to make a full outfit, but perfect for preemie hats. Those were my friends I've not seen in such a long time yarns. And I'm so happy to see them, pull them out, feel them, work with again. And it reminds me of how lovely they are to work with. And also remembering how they clothed and kept my babies warm all those years ago. I was also rummaging around the cashmere to go with my Carol Feller's Nua to make the coiled magenta jumper that I've not yet cast on. But the colour of the cashmere thankfully does indeed match the Nua. Whilst doing this, I found some other stash of mine that I had totally forgotten about. Some of which, I don't know why I bought it, and I'll never use it. Some of it I was given. So instead of the, hey, how you doing bustle on tactic, I could just put it in a wee bag, give it to the charity shop. Someone else can use it. I just don't want to sit up all night talking about books and drinking wine with it. It's good to have all kinds of friends and acquaintances. Some that you're busy mates with and you remember how they take their tea and also whilst they have a terrible taste in music, they remember you when you had a perm, so you say nothing about their taste in music. Some will pass in and out of your life as they share some things in common with you at some times in your life, such as babies or a hobby. Some you like to spend only the time you're doing the hobby with and not much more time as you try as you might. They don't read books, but they know an awful lot about the triathlon that you're doing at the time. Now we listeners, we're all kindred spirits, and I will always have more time and a quick nod of the head for you. You are my Surder baby bamboo in pink that I made that gorgeous wee dress Daisy had when she was one. Pull that ribbon out constantly. You drape beautifully, wear ever so good, and your colour makes my heart sing. Now we need a giggle to make us smile for a second. So here is the Daisy, not so little anymore, and Sandy giggle.
Hello
section. A Sandy hello to new to me, being with me a while and now being with me forever listeners. Whew. I still really appreciate you tuning in and I hope that you are enjoying yourself. A Sandy hello to new group members, Julie's James 3, Zook La from Texas, Cottontail Gale, who's wonderful, and So Can Joe from Fife. You can. Random hellos are to Upstate Viv, Dr. Molly, Ivy Fox, Beat 19, and Perplexed. I hope you are all very well, my kindred spirit friends.
What's the crack, section?
What's a crack? The puffins are back on Caithness Shores. Naomi saw them and took photographic evidence. Before you think I'm making this up again. Also, the first pod of orcas this year has migrated past Caithness Shores last week, apparently coming quite close into shore, much to the seals' disgust. They're currently hanging around in Scapa Flow, so the fishing must be good there just now. I'm doing my first triathlon of the year this Sunday, and Richard put my job title as Chief Executive Unicorn Breeder. Now, for some reason, there's a box for your job title you have to fill in when you do a triathlon. Not for a run, but for a triathlon. And over the years, Richard's put me down for various jobs such as Pancake Tosser, Goddess of Awesomeness, Chief Executive Unicorn Breeder. We also know that there's a pirate that have got nothing to do with actual jobs. So I'll let you know how the unicorns get on and we can have a competition to name any baby unicorns that I managed to breed. Speaking of which, the polar bear cub at the Highland Wildlife Park has now been named Hamish. And the walrus that they've named Wally. Wally has been spotted on the Isle of Harris now. Where is, indeed, Wally?
The review section.
Review section. Right, I didn't get paid for this. I repeat, I do not get paid for reviews. However, I was extremely lucky in speaking to Jane Arnold Cullerford at the Edinburgh Yarn Fest, and she offered me a copy of her Something New to Learn About Cable's book, which was absolute kismet because I was showing her the cable dress that I was going to buy yarn for at the time, which I did, and I have since made a tension square, and I really like knitting with the Jamesons of Shetland Heather Aaron, just for information. So all hold your cable needles to the light. Come out of the dark, cable needles. Let there be work for you. So this book has been out since February 2018, which isn't very long, and I think it was self-published. I have a digital copy, but from memory, it is actually a proper book as well, and it was a lovely size, say 6x10 or thereabouts. It was a softback book and a lovely size for your knitting bag. There are 88 pages in it and it costs £14, which I think is wonderful value. And you'll get the book and the e-book if you order it from their actual website. It's actually better value if you buy the book because then you get the Ravelry e-book as well as the hard copy. So I think it's really good value. You get 5 patterns for this and the rest is basically techniques to help you achieve Lucy Haig's status of the cable, which I think we all aspire to. There is basic cable technique, which includes cabling without a cable needle, 2-stitch cable shortcuts, and tracking rows in cable projects. I thought all 3 options were very well laid out and the written and photographed instructions are very clear and simple to follow. The colour photographs in this are very good and brightly lit, and the yarn she's used is quite easy to see. Then it has a cabled hat pattern in this first section by Rachel Coopy. So once you've read all the tutorials, you will be like, socks, yeah, I can do this. I can even do this without the cable needle. Oh, your poor wee needle, it's just got out of its hibernation. Anyway, needle or not, you will be all, I can do that hat now. I think I might just do that hat now. I personally like a cable needle. There is also a good explanation of all the graphics that designers use for chart knitting for cable stitches. These are a little confusing to me because there are so many, but it was good and it was very clearly laid out. Then, on the next section, we're fixing problems and dropping a whole rope cable, dropping part of a rope cable, dropping a more complex cable, stop shuddering you on the bus, using embroidery to fix a mistake, and snipping and grafting. And then, in this section, you're getting two patterns by Jane herself. Well, it's a pair of mitts and a pair of fingerless mitts, so it's kind of two patterns. She suggests that if you were to make a mistake in your cable, and hands up if you've never ever done that. No, nobody. Hey, you in the train. I'm not suggesting hands up for Detroit. This, I don't believe you've never made a mistake, so put your hand down. Go on. So if you have made that mistake and you're honest, then these gloves are a good project to be able to fix your mistake in a carefully constructed environment. Having had made a cable mistake in the past, I can report that it is not that hard to fix, and this gives you a wonderful tutorial on them. Right, now, you can do it and fix it, and we are going on to Lucy Haig status. Fans of Lucy will know her cable designs are exquisite and worth standing and staring for a while at, if you can. So we're getting into the advanced cable techniques, access cables, faux access cables, tidying baggy stitches, opening and closing a knot cable, and then Lucy has two patterns, one's a cowl and one's a blanket. And if you're not an advanced expert by the end of the blanket, then we're going to have words. I like the layout of the book, the gentle but firm hands Jane has on taking you through cables. I've never actually been scared of cables, but I know that there's quite a few things that I don't know how to do, and cabling without a cable needle was one of them, although I do quite like my cable needle. The assistance given for reading of the graphics, the fixing mistakes, which let's be honest is not top priority for many designers or technicians of knitting, is very well laid out. Now, I know I'll not sit down and swatch on each technique because I'm too impatient, to be perfectly honest. But it's a wonderful resource I can come back to time and time again. This would make a great addition to your knitting arsenal, if you're in the cabling market. I'm trying to think of a thing that I may say that wasn't my favourite, to balance it out so you know that I'm not just throwing my love at Jane. But you know, what I can only find is that I struggle to say the name of the mitts because it's got a double R in it, and I struggle to say Otrira. See? That's it. Thanks, Jane. Can't see it. Jane has such a joy to meet and talk to at every Edinburgh Yarn Fest that we've met at, so I look forward to seeing her next project, which is coming out soon. She has a new yarn range called Something to Knit with 4-ply, which is 70% Highland wool, 30% superfine alpaca, and is coming in a range of 10 sheets. And this is described as having a wonderful stitch definition for cables and lace, because that's quite important too, that you fit the right yarn to the cables and lace. So that's Something New to Learn About Cables by Arnold Culliford Knitwear. Thank you very much, Jane. Retreat. For the preemie hats that we're doing a collection for the Aberdeen Maternity Unit, I'm pretty much sticking to Twin St Ellen's Striped Domination hat pattern. Twin St Ellen sent me a message on WhatsApp talking about the retreat, and I sent her a picture back showing her that I was knitting on her pattern. And she's very, very kindly offered the retreat attendees number of her patterns as a gift to encourage to make some more hats. Thank you very much, Ellen. That is incredibly kind of you. So retreaters, go to the retreat thread on Ravelry and read and look at Ellen's kind offer. I've also sent everyone an email today, and this is the menu for Saturday night's dinner at Stacks, which would be good if you can reply to it sweet and tell me your preference. Also, I have tried the Indigo Dyeing at Textile Artists, and it was less complicated than I expected, so I'm delighted about that. Still a little bit scared of getting the indigo dye all over the Natural Retreats conference room, but it'll be fine. That's retreat news.
The swap section.
Swap. I have a wee swap going on. It should be signed up by the 5th of May. Now, whether or not I get this out before then, hopefully I will. You've got a couple of days to sign up quickly, and if not, you will be signed up and you have to send over a set of stitch markers, no more than £10, and a handwritten letter talking about crafty news from where you are. It's just something nice to get a lovely envelope in the post.
Coming up, it's there.
Coming up. Aberdeen's Knit Fest very soon, the Sunday 13th of May at the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel Aberdeen Treetops. Somebody I know is actually staying there this weekend for a gymnastic tournament. I had to stop myself from saying, oh, Knit Fest in a couple of weeks, because she's just not a knitter. Right, Perth is 8th and 9th of September and I'll be going, and there's lots of exciting news there. Hopefully you'll be getting to go too. And let me know if you are. Loch Ness Knit Fest is the 19th to 21st of October in the Leisure Centre, which is beside the ice rink in Inverness.
The beaker section. Me
section. Now, I tried casting on another Moonraker cowl using some superwash purple merino that I had in my stash, which I bought when I was in the USA. But do as I say, not as I do, listeners. This is one of them. 9 rows into it, and first of all I was thinking, have I got enough beads to do this? And the merino was feeling quite stiff in my hands, and then, the real reason, I twisted it. Mobiused it. So I was narked at this, as I hadn't twisted it to start with, but somehow I had. And when I was about 9 rows in, I really properly studied it. So I did an orange juice and ripped it out and started again. But actually, haven't started it again. I'm actually not sure that this yarn is right for this now, or I've got enough beads. So when there's doubt like that, it's best just to put the yarn back in the bag and walk away. I have been making quite a few wee baby preemie hats, as mentioned previously, using all sorts of stash yarn, mostly acrylic, but I also have some Quince and Company chickadee in there, and it was nice for my yarny friend to speak to it. I had taken downstairs my hand spun Dorito the Alpaca, which was not very well hand spun by me, and it's in a thick and thin chunky. I decided I was going to make another of Twinsy Ellen's checkbox cowls, so I found some 9 or 10 millimetre needles and cast on. Now, I didn't stick to her Aran weight pattern because it was chunky, so I did less stitches, and by mistake, instead of the 2 repeat, I did 4 repeat, thinking that I knew the pattern off by heart now, but no, I don't. But it has come out beautifully. It's quite a bulky, snug cowl and very, very flyaway in parts, even though it's been washed. I've not worn it yet because, whilst it was cold enough for it today, the temperature certainly has gone up again. But it's been soaked and blocked aggressively. I'm quite surprised at the amount of dust and dirt that came out in the soak. Well, the water changed quite considerably colour, not as in there was big chunks of muck in it. And because I thought that the roving was very clear and about the same colour as Dorito the Alpaca, but alpacas are renowned for rolling in dust. So the finished product came out a lighter shade of cream than I expected. Now this is not a bad way, and I will forgive Dorito his roll around because he owns me after he didn't chew my face off when I had to touch noses with him and breathe out to him, because that's what you do with alpacas. So I will do as you wish, Dorito. This has tied together the lovely twin sets of Jan's fibre and Ellen's pattern. And this was again in relation to the blether, because they are my friends that they're in like top priority friends. In the Arboreal by Jennifer Steincast News, I'm still 2 inches below the armhole before I begin the waist shaping out an inch. But I've taken a break from it and I have now wound the next ball of red. This is using the West Yorkshire Spinners James Double Knit Wensleydale and Jasper Red. I had bought this from Brit Yarns, and the reason I wound it is because Isla went through Caithness on Sunday and I got to spend some time with her, so it was really nice. She's not going off to Iceland, it's not who I'm talking about. But she's one of my kindred spirits, so all the very best in Orkney, Isla, and can't wait to get settled in and go visit, and you come back through here and have your cup of tea, is what the Orkadians sometimes do on their way south or north. So because Isla was there, I was, right, I'm going to wind this next ball of yarn. So I'm doing this as a knit along with Naomi, Sarah and Debbie. Naomi is now at the bottom rib and she is doing it in various colours. Sarah has finished but still not soaked and blocked hers. And I'm not sure where Debbie is because she's been at the lambing. And it's nice that she gets to breathe just now, so never mind the knitting. I've been knitting away on a vanilla sock using Jelly Bean Yarns by Ashley Major that you can get on Etsy. I got this from Shona in my Seven Things swap last year, and again this was part of my blether. I've been thinking about this yarn for quite a while and it was so nice to actually get it used for something. And I'm enjoying working with this yarn and I'm kind of following the Ann Budd Getting Started Knitting Socks book basic pattern. I'm using my Knit Pick Carbons, which I'm really enjoying, and I'm exactly on turning the heel. And I stopped because I needed to think and count, and obviously I wasn't in that position at that point because I can't think all the time. That makes sense. In crochet news, I did a little sloth number 4 using Knitting Goddess Brit Silk sock sample that I reviewed last year. It crochets up beautifully too. And I'm going to go for a turquoise face. It's almost finished, but it's been slow progress because I do it when I'm at swimming, wading, and somebody was talking to me and you can't concentrate on the face and talk at the same time. Well, I can't. It's just not happening. So I'm not too far off that. Now, this pattern is by Twisted Crocheter and this is going to be for Daisy, which is another reason that I'm not desperate to finish it because she forgets that I'm making it. It's terrible, isn't it? I should be making things for my children. In the sewing corner, I was at Textile Artist, mentioned, and we tried out the indigo dyeing. And it was very organised and very good, and hopefully learnt how to do it for the retreat. And again, I'm a bit worried about the mess, but hey-ho. We survived last year dyeing silk scarves. And I have a Mahusiv plastic sheet that can destroy the evidence if needs be. I'm sure I can dig a hole somewhere. I shouldn't really say that out loud, should I? Because the police might be listening back. However, I have a lot of sewing ahead of me for the retreat for the goodie bag, which I've started and I'm about on schedule. I had to rip back bits, which slowed me back down a bit, but I've been very methodical and just getting on with it. It's been making me smile. Speaking of smiling, everybody go mental and smile at Tanya. I'm smiling at you. It's Smile at Tanya from TG Frog Section. Everyone smile at Tanya. Tanya, who's going to be doing a 10k on Tyree very soon in 35 mile an hour winds. Lovely! Go, Tanya! Just put the Rocky theme tune on your earphones and loud. Because you'll not be able to hear it in the wind. Right, everyone smile at Tanya. Not in a creepy way, mind. She's just someone when you meet her, you smile. Like Catherine Limer. If they came on the bus or the train, you'd be putting your hand up and going, Yarny pal, come sit with me. Now, in the library corner, I had an audiobook frenzy this past fortnight. I started it by listening to The Book of Dust by Philip Pullman, and this is a prequel to his Dark Materials trilogy, and I really enjoyed it. I'm not sure what age it's aimed at, as this unabridged version had a few sweary words in it that I wouldn't expect in a young adult or child book, as the Dark Materials, I think, were. I might be wrong there, but the version I had was narrated by actor Martin Sheen and was absolutely stupendously narrated. And there was a wee bit at the end where he tells you how much he's enjoyed reading it and he's quite invested in these books as well. So I listened to that while I cut up fabric for the goodie bags and it was chucking it with rain outside. And in the book it was chucking it with rain and it was just perfect. Really, really enjoyed this. So if you've read the other three, I would suggest that you give this a shifty. I don't know whether I would start on this book before going on to the other three. Because this is going to be a prequel of three. And then he has his Dark Materials. So, don't know whether you'd maybe, if you waited for the next two to come out, then you could maybe read it in order. But as is, Philip Pullman's quite interesting to listen to. Some of it's quite deep, but if you're not in a deep mood, you can just let it wash over. So I then listened to Christopher Brookmeyer's Black Widow crime novel. It was very good, and his talk at the John O'Groats Book Festival was really, really good. All the bookie people were there, and I didn't realise there were so many around here. He's very easy to listen to, and it made me want to revisit and catch up with the long-running character Jack Parlabane. I've got the next book in the series out in actual book form called Want You Gone from the library, which is about cyber manipulation and social engineering. And today I finished listening to The Diary of a Bookseller by Sean Bytha. This is written as a diary, clues in the name, and he's so dry and witty, it's hilarious in parts. He mainly notes down the rude things that customers at common tea shops see. And my favourite line was the customer trailed his resentment out the shop. I love that. And he's not actually judgmental, he just says what they say. And then there's a slight pause as you can tell the narrator's taken another breath in, and you think, how can people be so rude? There were quite a few nuggets of genius like that. Now, this is a real bookshop down in Wigtown in the Solway Firth, and he very cleverly wrote about the area, making me interested to go visit it. So it's really quite a good book, I'd recommend that too.
Shoppy section.
Shoppy section. Thank you so much for your purchase the past week. The shop has currently got one Macmillan, Red MacGregor, a Robertson, and some silk scarves handed by me, and of course the microwave. If you feel you would like to contribute to my continued running of the podcast but get stuff back as well, then please do go visit www.etsy.com/shop/caithnesscraft. Or you can support the podcast and get nothing back if that's your want. And this is paypal.me/caithnesscraft. I am happy to review your patterns or books or yarns or notions. If you're in that line, don't be shy, and I don't charge you.
Blah 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 blah.
Blah 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 section. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to download and listen to me splaff on, especially as I've got a bit of a sore throat. I'd like to add that all my opinions are mine and sometimes Richard's and occasionally Mum. I do occasionally get facts wrong, and I really try not to, and I don't do it on purpose. My email is caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com, and on Ravelry is Louise Hunt. The group is Caithness Craft Collective. On there, I'm on Etsy, Pinterest, the Instagram, as Insta's getting called these days. Obviously, I'm down with the kids, so we'll call it Insta. Facebook, nobody's calling it Face yet, because obviously that's a character from the A-Team. There is a deer in my garden. Oh, that's lovely. Just wait till Bookle sees it. Podcast from Podbean site is www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. The intro from Free Music Archive called Entertainment for Brain Dead by a Friend. Thank you for listening. Keep on crafting. I'm going to try and get a photograph of this here deer. Oh, it's gone. Maybe you want to slow that last bit down. Keep on crafting. I hope you're all well.